Bowling for Soup, 1985. We are Quixie, 98.3. Welcome to the studio, Amy Aldendurfer. We're going to talk about bugs, Amy.
I will be happy to talk about bugs, but well, it's a little cold.
Yeah, so we had the frost last night.
We did.
So what does that mean for bugs now?
They just burrow deeper into the soil.
Mm.
Bugs are very good at overwintering.
So do they just like sleep through the winter?
If they're an adult, yes, they'll diapause or they'll hibernate.
Like, they'll like what? A
diapause. That's your word for the day.
I thought that was called hibernation.
Well, in an insect, it's diapause. Usually, when things become a pupa, mm-hmm. they diapause. They pause their living, growing, and then they, when it gets warm again, they start to grow.
I've never heard that term
so
in my life.
So they will undiapause at that point?
They will undiapause.
It's like the reverse of it?
They will thaw out and grow and live, yes.
So is that kind of like when you put a bug in the freezer and it comes out? It
would have to be protected. Usually they don't freeze. You know, if you put some in the freezer, it's going to die because it's not protected. But a diapause is usually in the soil or in the leaf litter or wherever. Yeah.
Okay. So they undiapause. Yeah. And so are there any, though, that are still out right now?
What about stink bugs?
Yeah, let's talk about stink bugs.
Stink bugs are where they're going to hibernate for the winter. They're just going to like hang out, usually in the attic, crawl spaces, corners of your rooms if you haven't cleaned them up yet. But yeah, they're going to just kind of sit there. They don't do anything.
But if they're in your house right now, then they're still moving around because
they're not warm enough? They're probably warm enough, yes.
Okay.
Once it gets down to about 30 degrees, they kind of stop and then they huddle.
Okay.
Like bees will kind of, the bees are still active. They'll kind of, in their hive, they're still running around because they need to keep that queen at 92 degrees.
Okay.
So they'll just kind of make a ball in the center mm-hmm. and kind of beat their wings, and that gives them enough heat to like overwinter.
So the bees, we shouldn't see them buzzing around as much then.
Not until it gets to be about 55 degrees.
Okay. And what about spiders?
Spiders usually die off.
Okay.
They've laid their eggs. All those female spiders have laid their eggs. They're good. They're, you know, they've charlotted. They're done.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about the mm-hmm. big spiders.
Yes.
So now if you still have webs, then just go ahead and get rid of them if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Amy Aldendurfer.
I had a spider in my bathroom the other night that was the size of a baseball. That thing was so big. And Donna walked in the bathroom and then walked right out and goes, well, It was just a brown house spider, but man, that was the biggest one I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he must have used a chisel to get into the house because that thing was huge.
He's probably been there for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Or she's been there for a while. The females are usually bigger.
Oh, great. She's probably laid eggs.
Ooh. Yeah. You'll have a hatch out.
In my bathroom, and they'll crawl on my legs while I'm in the shower.
Oh, well, no, they're not that big.
Oh.
Stop it.
How many spiders do people swallow while they're sleeping?
I don't know.
It's a lot, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Really?
Usually people sleep with their mouth closed.
Not me.
Not me.
Oh,
no.
Well, I do.
I'm like a chainsaw.
So we could just use like pantyhose over our face, you know.
That's
like
right.
So you could rob
a bank later.
No, I wasn't thinking about
protecting yourself from a spider infestation.
Yeah. I don't want anything to get in while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. Can you stop yourself from sleeping with your mouth open?
If you put your head in pantyhose, maybe.
There might be a head wrap or something.
Oh, we have digressed. Amy Aldendurfer, thank you so much for coming in and talking about these frozen bugs and the diapause.
The diapause.
We've learned a new word today. We are Quixie 98.3.